You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. I think most of you know one of our guests today, Bill Sears, who's taught saxophone and jazz studies at Interlaken for over 30 years. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Thank you, Amanda. Nice to be with you.
And we are also delighted to welcome pianist Gary Motley back to Studio A. Hi, Gary. Nice to see you again.
It's nice to be back, Amanda. Thank you.
Well, Bill and Gary and a few of their colleagues will be performing a tribute to Art Blakey tonight in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. It's the 100th anniversary of his birth this year. Now, for our listeners who may not know, tell us a little bit about Art Blakey.
Well, Art Blakey was an iconic drummer who really started playing, getting national recognition in the late swing era, playing with the big band of Billy Eckstine and some others. And he formed his own groups starting in the mid-1950s that were at the forefront of jazz throughout the 1950s, 60s, until he died really in 1990. And these groups fostered the future of the great jazz musician in so many ways. Art Blakey had a penchant for recognizing young talent, and he would hire very young musicians and really encourage them, and then he'd send them off on their own. People like Freddie Hubbard and Wayne Shorter and Wynton Marsalis, and he'd send them off on their own to become great band leaders in their own regard. And he really kind of helped to establish a style of jazz that was rooted in bebop, but it was also rooted deeply in swing and in the blues and in gospel music. And I think that's one of his great contributions, is that he merged and blended these talents with these diverse styles.
And we're going to start out today with a tune written by one of these folks who, well, he's not a young man currently, he's 85 right now, but Wayne Shorter kind of got his start with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messenger. So tell us about the first tune you're going to play for us today.
Well, the first selection is called Sleeping Dancer, Sleep On, and it's a waltz that Wayne Shorter wrote when he was young. It was on an album, Like Someone in Love album, by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, which was recorded in 1958 or 59. And it's just a beautiful melody, and it's a little bit of a departure from a lot of the hard swinging music that Art Blakey's groups played.
Well, here we are in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio with saxophonist Bill Sears and pianist Gary Motley performing Sleeping Dancer, Sleep On. Thank you. We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We just heard a performance by Bill Sears and Gary Motley of a tune Wayne Shorter wrote during his time with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers called Sleeping Dancer, Sleep On. Well, Art Blakey was a drummer, he was a composer, he was a band leader, and he was a major advocate for other musicians. So what would you say are maybe a couple of his most notable contributions?
I think the main thing is that his band was kind of a platform for launching the careers of a lot of musicians. You know, if you think about many of the people that came through that band, especially like Wayne Shorter, Curtis Fuller, and all these people that came through that ensemble were pretty much guaranteed, you know, a place in the jazz community as standouts. So he really groomed musicians, I think, in that ensemble that became his signature. You know, once you were a messenger, you were always a messenger. And that's what you did when you left that ensemble.
And Bill, you mentioned a few of these stylistic characteristics earlier of hard bop, which is a style that Blakey helped sort of establish. Talk to us a little bit more about what hard bop sounds like compared to other styles.
Well, it's names and genres of jazz are kind of misleading sometimes, but it really is a hard driving, hard swinging style of jazz. As I said, with roots in gospel music and in the blues, and very expressive performances by the soloists as well as the compositions themselves. And it was just really at the forefront of the jazz styles throughout the 1950s and 60s, really.
And you've got one more tune for us today. What are we going to hear next?
This is one of the landmark recordings of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and it's a gospel-influenced selection called Moanin' that was written by his pianist at the time, Bobby Timmons.
All right, well, here is Gary Motley and Bill Sears in Studio A to perform Moanin'.
Thank you.
Monin, a tune that Bobby Timmons wrote for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers and performed in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by Gary Motley and Bill Sears. And we've been talking about how Blakey mentored young musicians, up-and-coming musicians. So it seems really appropriate that you are here at Interlochen working with the students in the jazz program. Gary, talk to us a little bit about what you're working on with the students while you're here on your visit.
This has been a very exciting visit for me, having an opportunity to interact with these students. First of all, these students are very highly motivated. And so teaching and imparting knowledge with them is really easy. It's just giving them a little bit of information, nudging them a little bit, and they take it and they run with it. So what we're doing is everything from talking about, you know, stylistic considerations. We talk about theory, you know, how to play the music and that sort of thing, how to present the music, and just those things that are associated with various styles and giving them a clearer understanding of the history of the music and how it has evolved. And for those who come from a classical background, showing them how the two are connected and the relationships between them, because, you know, obviously, with all of these things and with the history of this music, it's not isolated. You know, everything comes into it. So we talk about everything from sonata form to blues, and to give them a really comprehensive knowledge.
Bill Sears and Gary Motley will perform tonight along with trumpeter Robbie Smith, trombonist Tom Garling, bassist Robert Hurst, and drummer Sean Dobbins. That concert is a tribute to Art Blakey in his centennial year. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. Admission is free. There's more information at tickets.interlochen.org. Bill Sears, Gary Motley, thank you so much for coming into Studio A today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be here.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.